So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And
it's well, we ran out of time there with that pre-recorded interview to do mention the giveaway. So, Briggs & Stratton, pressure washer.
Yes.
Steel, collapsible, convenient. If you know what PSI that pressure washer produces out the wand end, text that answer to 411-923.
And if you were listening close to the interview we just finished, you'll
you
know
would
that
know
answer.
That PSI of that pressure washer. You know that? We'll text the answer. We'll draw at random a winner from those text numbers. And then our last one we'll do by phone. Again, so that anyone that doesn't text has the opportunity to participate. Phone giveaway. We'll do that closing the hour.
And the phones have all lit up. I think they're thinking they were supposed to call this time. You were supposed to text. So let's get to the call. We do have Lee on the line. Let's welcome Lee to the conversation here at Rosie on the House.
Well, hey, guys. At the risk of beating a dead horse, I've got another super cooling question for you.
Okay.
That horse is beyond dead. We're going into the grave.
No, you know, we think we've covered it enough, and then when we covered it last weekend, our blog hits, our social network hits, our website hits. I mean, it goes completely off the charts. So we can hardly overplay it. So what's your super cooling story?
Well, before making the switch on SRP to the time of use plan, I decided to give it a test drive just for one night. So at 7 o'clock the night before, I turned my thermostat to 75. I let it stay there until 1 o'clock the next afternoon. And I even took my laser temperature guide and walked around the house, and I checked the walls and the floors. Everything was reading beautiful. I turned off the air conditioning, and within 4 hours, I had gained 7 degrees.
What vintage home do you have?
1993, I believe.
Okay, all right.
And I've upgraded the insulation in the attic. We've got an R49 up there.
Okay.
The walls are just the standard 2x4 with bat insulation.
Okay.
And the windows are double pane, but you know, they're 1993 double pane. And I figure if I have to spend $5,000 to redo all my windows, it's not worth saving $50 a month.
How about sunscreens?
I do not have sunscreens. I only get sun in a few of the windows in the morning and in the late afternoon.
I've
got a big long patio cover in the back.
Nice. Lee, sunscreens do two things for you. They block the direct heat gain from the direct sunlight, okay? And they do a great job at that. You decide what shade coefficient you want, and that tells you how much heat will transfer through. But sunscreens hung correctly, which is off the glass with as much as a 1/2 inch airspace between the outboard pane of your insulated glass window, actually also stops heat gain by insulating the ambient air temperature off that piece of glass. For the price of sunscreens, I would tell you that it will be worth it for you to install it on every single window on the house. So that's going to be my first little tip. So,
really?
Yeah.
Even the shaded areas?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They work as an insulation blanket against the ambient air temperature.
Okay.
So, you didn't switch to the time of day use yet. You're just super cooling on the standard rate.
I just wanted to give it a one-day test drive and see how it went.
Okay. All right. Well, a 7-degree swing isn't that unusual. I will tell you that you may not be cooling it enough at 75. My house, I cool it to 68. And then I let the temperatures take it back up to 76 before 7 o'clock in the evening. Most days, my air conditioners never even turn back on in that entire afternoon block of time. But I've done some special things to my house. Most homes will gain 7 to 10 or 12 degrees in that peak period in the middle of the afternoon, particularly when we're touching 110 plus degrees.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that works against you as well. But the thing you're going to want to do is just take your total kilowatts divided into your total dollar amount of the bill And we can manipulate that to where we can get it down to about 10 cents. Do you know, can you access your last bill handily?
I looked at it for last summer, actually, and it was averaging about 13 cents.
Okay, well, you're not doing bad. How big a house is it?
1,500 square feet.
Okay, and how many people live in it?
Me and my wife and my one-year-old.
Okay, and it's an all-electric home?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a swimming pool?
No.
And without super cooling in the middle of the summer, what do you keep your thermostat at?
Last summer we kept it at 80.
Okay, so your highest summer bills, you're pushing between $160 and $180 bucks, maybe $200?
The highest one last year, August, was $220.
It did get to $220. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that one you weren't paying 13 cents a kilowatt hour.
You know, I think I averaged the whole summer together when I did
that. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you're still not doing bad for the size home, but if you want to live at something more comfortable than 80 degrees, switch to the time of day and set it as cold as you can stand it at night and still stay comfortable. And we hear that a lot. You know, we have a gentleman and his wife who have been super cooling for about 10 years. They converted to it when we first talked about it. And I recently heard back from him, and he says, Rosie, my internal thermostat in my body has changed. I'm not comfortable that cold anymore. So I'm reducing the amount of super cooling that we're going to be involved in. I'm going down to 73 degrees and letting the house float up to the mid 80s. So he'll still save money.
Right. Okay.
And so will you. But you've got to go to time of day. You know,
right.
I understand you were just trying it for one day to see how your house held the temperature. But it'll float 7 to 10 degrees. That's not unusual.
So next thing I'm going to ask you real quick is you should do a blog post on all the special things you've done to your house so I can start copying them over the next few years.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a couple of minutes and I'll visit through. I didn't do it all for super cooling purposes, but it just, I've been in the house 30 years, and one thing after another, they all kind of piled up.
And this is where a whole house energy audit is so critical, because
yes,
what you did on yours isn't necessarily what Lee's going to need to do on his.
Exactly.
That may be a flat roof, the wall material may be different, the layout, the shade, or the trees surrounding it. I mean, there's so many factors that come into it.
Lee, when I bought my house 30 years ago, it was a ranch-style flat roof house, and it was built in the 60s. And in the 60s, when I say flat roof house, I mean a flat roof house. They literally built these houses with a flat roof, thinking that if they built it flat enough, there would be no place for the water to pool, and it would run off in all four directions, okay? Well, I wanted to update the look of the house, so I went for the territorial look, which included building some parapets up, particularly across the front of the house. Well, then I had to slope the roof to get all the water to slope off the back. There were a couple of ways I could have done that. I could have taken some 2x8, 10 or 12 joists and framed a new sloped roof, plywood it, and cover that. I opted for just a little bit more money, and I wouldn't recommend this to anyone unless you were trying to solve that particular problem, which is only occurs in so few homes. I took large foam blocks. The roof on top of my house starts with 11 inches of foam, solid block, okay? And then we tapered those blocks all the way to the back of the back patio. So the average amount of foam that I have on my house goes from about 13 inches with the spray foam on top of the block foam to about 6 inches. So my roof is like this super insulated blanket over the top of the house. When I converted to the territorial look, I applied the 2x studs to the outside of the existing masonry home and foam insulated those. So I'm in a bit of an icebox anyway. And then, of course, I've got the Pella windows. So you're kind of all set there. Nothing I did was for the specific purpose of getting to a place where I could save money super cooling. It was just all the things I've done together. So when we invented the idea of super cooling, they felt like my house would be the perfect beta testing unit because it does have the capacity for storing a ton of cold air, cold sheetrock, cold sautéa tile floor, cold mattress, cold clothes hanging in the closet. And when we saw how well it worked at my house, then we started reaching out to other people with more conventional type homes and seeing how well it worked there. And for those of you that really want to beat the utility company, we can cut your summer air conditioning bill by almost 50%. Easily can cut it 25%. And what people need to know about it is we do that without you spending one red penny. It's just changing the way you set your thermostat. That's the only thing you have to do. You don't have to buy more insulation. You don't have to buy a new air conditioning unit. You don't have to buy an expensive window package. You just get on the right rate plan and you manipulate your thermostat, which is extremely easy to do with programmable thermostats. And then if you have a bigger home with one or two air conditioning units, I have three because I've air conditioned my garage now. If you have a large home, swimming pool, a lot of people, you call Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems and you get an energy management computer installed on your house, and then it does all the work for you. You don't have to program anything. You don't have to figure anything out. Steve figures it all out for you. Mount the computer and start your savings and lower your temperature and drop your electric bill. It's a win-win.
Brilliant.
And I can't cover super cooling without talking about how sustainable and green a strategy it is. People get aggravated at me. Rosie, you're encouraging people to gulp kilowatts, just drink them by the fire hose. Yes, I am. That's exactly what I am doing. Once electricity is made, it has to be consumed, okay? And if we would all move our purchasing of power to off-peak, it would defer the need for another power plant being constructed anywhere in the Southwest for another generation or two. So it's very green. It's very sustainable. It's taking advantage of buying electricity when it's at its cheapest. And let me say this, super cooling is the only way to do that. You cannot do it with a power factor correction device. It doesn't work. It's snake oil. You're killing yourself and wasting your money.
Although I haven't seen that advertised in two or three
years. We chased them out of the state.
No.
We chased them out of the state. But some people still include it as a value-added feature, and they throw it on for free when they're doing energy audits.
Because it's $20 a part.
So there you go, my friend. Rosie on the House. We'll be right back to wrap up.